You're listening to a UC San Diego podcast.
So if you have a region in the XY plane and you rotate it, then you're going to get a three-dimensional solid. So what's the region? The region is these four, the region between these four curves. Some of them are curves, some of them are lines. So y equals x cubed is this. And then, so this is x cubed. And then y equals 0, actually it goes the other way as well. So it's like this. And then y equals 0 is the, so this is x, this is y. Y equals 0 is the x-axis, right? So this is the line y equals 0, the x-axis. And then x equals 1, so let's say this is 1. Let's say this is 1. So this is the line x equals 1, right? X equals 1 is a horizontal line. X equals 2 is this line. Okay. So the region between these three lines and this curve is this. So this is this region, right? This region is that shaded area here. So between this line, and this curve. These four gives you this region. And then you want to rotate it around the x-axis. So this is the x-axis, so you want to rotate that, right? So if I rotate that, I'm going to get a three-dimensional solid. So let's do that. So if I rotate that, I'll draw another picture. So this is the region, right? So this region, I want to rotate it around the x-axis. So if I do that, I'm going to get this. This is just the reflection of the top curve. All right. And so if you rotate it, you're going to get this shape. It has to be symmetric, so it's like this. Yeah. So you're going to get something like this. So if you imagine, if you rotate this all the way, right, if you revolve that around the x-axis, you're going to get such this shape. So each cross-section is a circle. If you look at each cross-section here, it's going to be a circle. Because if I rotate this, just this line, if you rotate just this line, you're going to get a circle, right? Circle at here. So for each line, you're going to get a circle. And in the end, you're going to get a three-dimensional object that each cross-section is a circle. So whenever you rotate something like this, always the cross-sections are circles. Right? So now, I want to find this. So this is one, and this is two. I want to find the volume of this. Right? The volume of this. So to find the volume, again, we're going to slice it into pieces. And so I look at the horizontal cross-section. So I want to look at the horizontal slice here. So if I look at between 1 and 2, if you look at a typical, at some point here, if you look at the cross-section, if you look at the cross-section here, it's going to be something like this. And a small thickness, right? You look at something with a small thickness. So I find the volume of this small piece, and then I add them all from 1 to 2, and then that gives me the volume of the object. So you find the volume of this small one, and then you add all of them, and then you can one of these pieces, find the volume, and then add all of these from here to here. So that would be a Riemann sum, and then the limit is an integral. So if this point is x, so this is x, y-axis. This is x-axis. This is y-axis. So if this point is x, so we usually write xi, right? I always write x1, x2, x3, x5, xn. So if you want to write Riemann sum, as before, you have to write xi and then add them. But we know what to do, so we just ignore the i's. So instead of xi, I just write x. Right? But if you want to be precise, you have to say xi, and then x1, x2, x3, up to xn. And then you look at one of them, xi, and then find the volume of that. But I just ignore the coefficients here. So it's just x, the subscript. So this is just x. So I want to find the volume of this. So the volume of this is the thickness. So the thickness is delta x. This is x. The thickness is delta x. So if I multiply the thickness by the volume, by the area of this circle, then I'm going to get the volume. So what is the area of this circle? The area of the circle is pi r squared. So what is r? So r is this, right? This is the radius. This is the radius of this circle. So pi times r squared gives me the area of this circle. And if I multiply the area by the thickness, I get the volume. So what is this yellow line, the length of that yellow line? I have to find that. So if the area is, let's say, so volume of the red piece over there is equal to area of the cross-section. The cross-section here is a circle. Area of the cross-section times the thickness, and the thickness is delta x, times delta x. So what is the area of the cross-section? So the cross-section here is a circle. And the area is pi r squared. So I have to find everything in terms of x. So what is the this length in terms of x. So this area is pi r squared. R is this yellow, r is the length of the yellow line. That's the radius of the circle. So I know this curve. This curve is x cubed, right? This is this curve. Y is x cubed. So if this is x cubed, so then this is f of x, right? If this is x, this is f of x. So r is just f of x. R is x cubed. Right? This graph is the graph of x cubed. So this is just pi f of x squared. In this case, so this is f. Let's if I call this graph f, then and in this case f is x cubed, so I can find that. Right. So this is equal to pi x cubed squared delta x. So this is pi x to the 6 delta x. So that's the, so if I look at this cross section, the cross section at distance x. So if I look at this x, then this is the area. This is the area just of this piece. So I don't want to do all the steps again. So as before, actually you have to do x1, x2, xi, and then you write the Riemann sum, and then say that's the sigma of that. Instead of x, you have xi here. And then sigma of that over all I is the Riemann sum, and then the limit is the integral. But instead of doing all that, I'll just say the integral of this is the, we already did that in a lot of examples. So in the end, we're going to get the integral of this is the volume of the, so when you find the volume of the small piece, then you find the integral from here to here, and that's the volume of the object. So that's the answer, is the integral of that. So after you find one small piece, then you find the integral. And so we already did that in a lot of examples, so we don't do that again. So the volume of the solid, of the whole object, is integral of that. And the limits are, so I want these small pieces, all of them, right? I want from here, so it starts from 1 to 2. So the question was from 1 to 2, from here to here. So I have to find the integral from 1 to 2 to add all these small pieces. So this must be from 1 to 2. So this is pi 7 over 7. This is pi 2 to the 7 over 7 minus pi 1 over 7. So that's the volume. So in your homework, you can just do this, right? You don't need to write xi and then find the Riemann sum. And so this is enough. What I wrote here is enough for your homework, yeah. Except if the question says, write the Riemann sum. If the question asks for the Riemann sum, then you have to write it. But if the question just says, find the volume, then you can just do this. Then you don't have to write the Riemann sum. Any question?
This is the volume.
This is the volume of the solid, yeah. The volume of this solid. When you rotate it, you're going to get a three-dimensional solid, right? You have to think... You have to imagine what this looks like. So this is a solid. Each cross section is a circle. Sorry? Delta x? Delta x is a straight. Delta x is the length from here to here. It is the length of each subinterval. So from 1 to 2, you divide it into n pieces, and each piece, the length is delta x. So if you look at the cross section, and then the cross section, and then a little thickness, so that thickness is delta x. So if you, let's say, this red thing here, right? Let me draw that again, right? This is just, if I draw that horizontally, the same thing, this is going to be something like this. You have a circle, and then something like this. Right? This is a disk. If you look at this red piece horizontally, something like this. This thickness is delta x. So, I mean, I see what you mean. It's not exactly a disk because this is larger than this, right? So the top part is larger than the bottom part. But if delta x is small, that's why we assume delta x is small. If delta x is small, then I can assume that this is not much higher than that. That's why we assume delta x is small, and that's why we get the limit when delta x is go to zero, and that's the definite integral. The shape of a solid is it is not a straight line. It's like this, right? It is not a straight line. But whatever it is, you slice it into pieces, and then each piece, you look at the cross-section times the thickness. In most cases, it's not a straight line. But if you take delta x to be a small, then you can assume that this is not much higher than that. Then you can, yeah. So I skipped some steps here, right? Before, in examples, I did all steps last lecture. But here, I'm skipping some steps. So if you want to write everything, this has to be xi. So pi xi to the 6 delta x. And then this is the Riemann sum. When you sigma over all I, you get the Riemann sum. And that sigma, when delta x go to 0, is exactly this. So that's some steps are missing, but yeah. So this gives you a Riemann sum, and then the limit of the Riemann sum gives you the integral. So, any other question? So this region, now another region, is x cubed, y x minus 1, x equals 1, x equals 2, rotated around the x-axis. So I want to find the volume of this, right? So it's the same question as before, it's just a different region. Okay. So what is the region? So now I have y equals x minus 1 instead of the x-axis. So y equals x minus 1 is this line. So this is y equals x minus 1. Right? So I have this region. And you want to rotate that around the x-axis. Let me just draw it here. So this is the region, and I want to rotate that around the x-axis. So if I do that, so now I want to rotate these. So what I'm going to get is, so if I look at the reflection of that line, I'm going to get this line and the reflection of that curve. I'm going to get this curve. Right. So just doesn't look right. So it's yeah, so it's going to be like this. Yeah. So when I rotate this region, so that region, the reflection is going to be this red thing here, right? Between these two red lines. So when you rotate this outer curve, the top curve, when you rotate it around the x-axis, you're gonna get circles like this, right? And when you rotate the other one around the x-axis, you get circles like that. So between these two yellow circles is what you get, right? So you have to imagine it. So the region is this region, right? This is the region. And I want to rotate this region around the x-axis. So if you rotate this region around the x-axis, you're going to get each cross-section. So each line, if you rotate this line, this yellow line. If you rotate this yellow line around the x-axis, so this is going to be this, right? If you rotate that around the x-axis, you get this line. This is you rotating around the x-axis. So between these two yellow circles is what you get. After you rotate, what you get is between those two yellow circles. So before this, it was everything from this curve to the x-axis. So in that case, we get all of the circle. But now some part is missing. Now this part is missing. So this part is missing. So this is not part of the region. So when you rotate this, you get a circle. And that circle is not part of the region. So you have to remove this circle. So big circle minus the small circle is what you get, right? Because now this is not in the region, so when you rotate it, it's not in the circle. So when you rotate this small one, you get a circle, right, around the x-axis. But now this is not part of the shape. So now you just get the, between these two circles is what you get. So the big circle minus the small circle is the cross-section. So as before, it's the area of the cross-section times delta x. So if this point is x, again, this is a typical piece. And if you look at the area of that circle is pi. Area of the big circle is pi. Let's call this F, and let's call this G. So pi F of x squared, this is the area of the big circle, right? This is the area of the big circle, as before, minus the small circle, minus the area of the small circle. So that's going to give you between these two circles, and that's the cross-section. So now this is the cross-section times delta x times the thickness. So that's the volume. That's the volume of, if you look at this a small piece, then you're going to get a washer. So this looks like a washer. So if you look at this horizontally, it looks like this. So yeah, it looks like a washer. So it's empty inside. And that's the volume of a small piece. That's the area of the, between the, those two circles times the thickness. So this is the volume of one piece, and if you want to find the whole volume, you have to find the integral. So, yeah. So the volume is integral of pi f of x squared minus pi gx squared dx, and the integral is again from 1 to 2. So that's the volume of the object that you get by revolving this region around the x-axis. And in this case, I know what f and g are, so this is equal to integral from 1 to 2 pi. What is f of x squared? F of x is x cubed, so that's x to the 6, right? F is x cubed. So this f is given, f is x cubed. And the other one, g, is this line. So g is x minus 1. So this is minus pi x minus 1 squared dx. And this is a polynomial, so you can find the integral of that, and that's the volume. So it's always the same. You look at the cross-sections, you find the area of the cross-section. So this is the area of the cross-section, right? Area of the cross-section times the thickness is the volume of that small piece. Integral of this, if the integral of that is the volume of the whole object. So any question? So, what if so now the same region, but instead of rotating around the x-axis, you want to rotate around some other line, right? You can rotate around any line. So far, both examples, we rotate around the x-axis. But now we want to rotate the same region, but around another axis.
Let's write it here, rather than the x-axis.
So, again, the same region. Let me draw that again. So this is 1 to 2, and this is this line. This is one line, x equals 1. This is another line, x equals 2. And y equals x minus 1. Y equals x minus 1 is, again, this line. So it's the same region, right? The same region as before. But the region is the same. But you want to rotate around a different line. So now we want to rotate around this. Let's make it minus 1. I don't have enough space here, so just minus 1. So this is x equals minus 1, right? This is the line x equals minus 1. Y equals minus 1. The line y equals minus 1 is a horizontal line. And I want to rotate that region around this. So what happens if I rotate around this? If you rotate around this, and then you look at a cross-section, if you rotate around this line, what you're going to get is let's say I want to rotate this line around this red line. Then I'm going to get a circle, right? And this is the radius. So I'm going to get something like this. So this is a circle. And this is the origin. This is the origin of the circle. Right. And then you also rotate this part, so you get so again, you're going to get two circles, and whatever between those two circles is the cross section. So the cross section is again looks like a washer, right? It's the same as before. The only difference is the radius is different. The cross sections are again circles. I'm rotating around this line now. It's not the x-axis. I'm rotating around this. So the origin is here. So between these two circles is the cross section. And the area of the cross-section is, again, pi times the big radius minus the small radius. But the radius is no longer f of x, right? In the last question, the radius was f of x, but here it's not. So what's the radius here? The radius of the big circle is from this point to this point. So what is that?
Is it f of x plus 1?
Exactly, yeah. So this is f of x plus 1. So now you have from here to here is 1. This is the line x equals minus 1. So this is 1. And then this is f of x. So you have to add plus 1. So whatever you have there, you have to add plus 1. Because now the radius, so you're shifting everything 1 down. So the radius is x. So now the area is, the area of the cross section, so this is the area of the cross section, is f of x. So again, this is f, this is g. So is f of x plus 1, because that's the radius. Now the radius is this plus this. So you have to add plus 1. And then minus pi. And then a small one. The small circle, the radius is, again, this is f of x. So from here to here is f of x. And then you have plus 1, because this is 1, right? So again, this is pi g of x plus 1 squared. So if you multiply that by delta x, that's the volume of that piece, and an integral of this is the volume of the whole piece. So you look at the cross section, find the area of the cross section times the thickness. That gives you the volume of a small piece of that thickness, and then you take the integral. That gives you the volume of everything, of the whole object. So the answer is integral again from 1 to 2, pi f of x plus 1 squared minus pi g of x plus 1 squared dx. And f of x is x cubed, g of x is x minus 1. Right? So in this example, f of x is x cubed, g of x is x minus 1. This is y equals minus 1. That's why it's f of x plus 1. If this was y is equal minus 2, then this is plus 2. Right? If this is minus 3, then this is plus 3. So the distance, right? This distance is 1, so that's why you add plus 1. If distance is 2, then you have to add plus 2.
What if it was positive?
Yeah, good question. What if is the positive? What if x is... what if this is y equals, let's say, 4? Then this is minus 4, yeah. Yes, then this is minus. And then you can draw pictures to see that in that case, the radius is decreasing. In this case, the radius is increasing by 1. In that case, it's decreasing by 1. So that's minus. Any question? What if we rotate around the y-axis? Right, this is x-axis. So if you rotate around the y-axis, so another example, region is this, y is x cubed. Again, let's say x is 0, y is 0, y is 1. So this region and around the y-axis. This is y, this is x. So x cubed is, let's say this. So this is x cubed. And then x equals 0. X equals 0 is this, y-axis. Right? X equals 0 is the y-axis. Y equals 0 is the x-axis. So this is y equals 0. And then y equals 1. Y equals 1 is, let's say, is this. This is y equals 1. This is y equals 1. So this is the region, right? This is the region. If I rotate that around the y-axis, again, now I'm going to get circles, but horizontal circles, right? If you rotate around x-axis, you're going to get vertical circles. Here you're going to get horizontal. So if you rotate around this, you're going to get something like a and so you're going to get circles like this. So again, now each horizontal cross section is a circle. So everything vertical here is horizontal there, right? Now if you look at a typical point, now instead of looking vertically, you look at this horizontally. So if you look at a typical cross-section, horizontal cross-section. So around y-axis, horizontal cross-sections, around x-axis, vertical. So now if you look at a particular point here, if you look at a typical point, you get a circle here. So typical point at height y, right? This is x-axis, this is y-axis. So typical point at height y, you get, and then you get a small thickness. So let's say this is the thickness. So again, you get a disk. And what's the, so now you have to find the area of cross-section times the thickness. So thickness here is delta y, right? Now this is y-axis. So instead of delta x, you have delta y. And what's the area? So volume of that small piece is the area of the cross section, which is, let's call this r. If the radius is r, then this is pi r squared, and then times the thickness. So the area times the thickness is the volume. And what is r? So I have to find r in terms of y. If you have delta y, everything must be in terms of y. Here you have delta x, everything must be in terms of x. So now you have to write everything in terms of y. So what is r? So r is this one or this one. So this is the radius. So this is the curve y is equal to x cubed, right? So if this is x, then this is x cubed, right? If you look at here x, then this is x cubed. Now you have y, you want x in terms of y, right? So x in terms of y is cube root of x. Yeah. So r is cube root of x. Right? So you have y, you want to write x in terms of y. So here, x in terms of y, x is cube root of x. X is cube root of y. Cube root of y. Squared, right? So cube root of y squared delta y. R is the square root of r is the cube root of y. But yeah, I said x, but you can also call that x, right? This is this distance from here to here, right? This is the same as r, right? If this is x, then this is y. This is y, this is x, or r. So y is x cubed, right? This is y is x cubed. So if this is y, then this is what is x. So all you want to do is writing x in terms of y. So writing r x in terms of y. And then the answer is the integral. So the volume is going to be the integral of pi. This is cube root of y squared dy. Now you're looking at horizontal slice. So this is from 0 to 1. Any question? So, so now everything we did around the x-axis, you can do around the y-axis, right? Instead of having up to the y-axis, I can have two curves again like this. I can have, let's say, one curve like this and another curve like that. This could be f. Okay, so let's call that f of x, and this is g of x. From, let's say, 1 to 2 to 3. From 1 to 3. Let's say you want to find this region. You want to rotate this region. This is your region, and you want to rotate it around the y-axis. So it's the same thing as before. Again, it's going to be two circles, whatever between, but now it's in terms of y. Now it's horizontal. So if you look at the cross section again, the cross section is going to be a big circle. If you look at a particular point, y here, and then minus the small circle. Between these two circles is the cross section, right? If this is y, and so you want the radius of the big circle minus so pi times so there you find the area of the big circle minus the area of the small circle times delta y. So it's the same as before, but now everything must be in terms of y, right? Everything must be in terms of y. If this is f of x, you have to find what is x in terms of y. So here you have to find what is x in terms of y. And here you have to find what is x in terms of y. So so let's call the area of the big circle, let's call that big R. And the area of the small circle, let's call that little r. So then this is pi r squared minus pi r squared. So this is the area of the cross section. Area of the cross section times delta y is the volume of the small piece. And then the integral of that is the area of the whole object. And you have to write everything in terms of y. R and R are in terms of y. So in this example, you have to find g and x. So from here, you have to find x in terms of y. The same thing we did here. You find x in terms of y. So here you find x in terms of y, and here you find x in terms of y. And that's, thank you.
Is it because it's from y equals 0
yes.
to y equals y rather than the vertical
from
here to here?
Yeah, because it's horizontal. Yeah.
Because it is in terms of y, so we just
have
the same here.
The same here, yeah.
This has been a UC San Diego podcast. For more, visit podcast.ucsd.edu.